From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Madeline Brand in California.
And I'm Robert Siegel in Washington. President Obama set his sights today on the middle class. He offered several small-scale proposals aimed at helping struggling middle-class families pay for childcare, college, and retirement. Aides say that will be a key theme for Mr. Obama when he delivers his State of the Union address on Wednesday. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Middle-class anxiety was one of the factors that helped propel Barack Obama into the White House last year and gave Democrats their big majorities in the House and Senate. Now that same anxiety is working against the president as he tries to combat a double-digit unemployment rate.
Creating good, sustainable jobs is the single most important thing we can do to rebuild the middle class. And I won't rest until we're doing just that. But we also need to reverse the overall erosion in middle-class security.
In his upcoming budget, Mr. Obama will adopt a series of proposals from a middle-class task force led by Vice President Biden. It spent the last year studying problems like the rising cost of college and the shrinking manufacturing base. Mr. Obama says all these problems date back long before the latest economic downturn.
Too many Americans have known their own painful recessions long before any economist declared that there was a recession. We've just come through what was one of the most difficult decades the middle class has ever faced. A decade in which median income fell and our economy lost about as many jobs as it gained.
By addressing those challenges in his State of the Union speech this week, Mr. Obama hopes to convince anxious voters that he understands what they're going through and remind them that the country's economic problems didn't begin when he or congressional Democrats took control of the government. The specific proposals offered by the president today include larger tax credits to help middle-class families pay for child care and additional support for those who are caring for elderly relatives. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius says the help is targeted to the so-called sandwich generation, some 12 million of whom are caring for children and parents at the same time.
As a working mom who's been in the workforce the whole time my children were growing up and the daughter of an 88-year-old father, I'm very sensitive to both of these issues and struggles, and I think help and assistance in these two areas is something that really does take a huge strain off families who are trying to be good parents and good workers at the same time.
Another measure outlined by the president today would make it easier for college graduates to pay off their student loans. Payments would be capped at 10% of a graduate's discretionary income, and any remaining debt would be forgiven after 20 years, or just 10 if a graduate goes into public service. The administration also hopes to encourage more retirement saving by offering a partial match to savers making up to $85,000 a year. In addition, Vice President Biden wants to require employers to automatically enroll workers in a retirement savings account unless the worker decides to opt out.
It's a simple proposition. When you do that, people, if you're automatically enrolled, they save a great deal more.
None of these proposals is as sweeping or ambitious as overhauling health care or building a new clean energy economy. Mr. Obama acknowledged these small ticket items won't solve all the problems of the middle class. But he said he hopes they would help families reclaim some of the economic security that slipped away in recent years.
In the end, that's how Joe and I measure progress. Not by how the markets are doing, but by how the American people are doing. It's about whether they see some progress in their own lives.
And that's how many Americans will ultimately judge this president. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.